shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Entire nation on watch.
I think there should be some punishment. I don't think there's any money to get from that couple.
There isn't a God, and there are many Americans, 30 million Americans, who do not believe in a God.
Well, I talked to him about what appeared to me to be double counting of the savings.
Why are you disrespecting me?
Want to make out?
Famous Phil Hendry show here tonight, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Tonight we have a Phil Hendry Christmas Carol coming up. Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins break up. That apparently has got a lot of people's interest. And other news, we have our Phil Hendry Christmas Carol at midnight. We also have this hour a discussion on the health care bill that's going to be happening tomorrow. And then next hour, we have Mr. Austin Amarca, who was a Santa Claus at a department store here in the north of Los Angeles County. And because of his actions, the department store is getting sued by one particular mother because he would not tell her, he would not tell this mother what the child had asked for Christmas. We'll talk about that later on in the show. Democrats put health care bill on the brink of passage. Is the title of this particular headline. The Democrats push sweeping health care legislation to the brink of Senate passage on Wednesday, and they crushed a year-end Republican filibuster, and we're going to talk about that this hour, and the vote is tomorrow, and we do have some audio, various comments from these guys. One of them here is Senator David Vitter of Louisiana. He objects to Senator Tom Harkin's attempt to have an earlier vote on the health care bill so everybody could be home for Christmas.
Whose family is with their in-laws, their husbands from England, the kids are over there, can't make it for Christmas dinner tomorrow night. I know another person who has to get out to the West, because there's a lot of storms out there. If they can get that early flight, they can make two legs and get home. If they have to go later in the day, they have to do three legs, they may not make it. There's a lot of people around here that are having a lot of problems with that. We're all here. There's no reason to hold over the votes, and so I'm going to ask unanimous consent that the vote on the passage of the bill and the vote on the debt limit bill occur at 6 p.m. this evening.
Is there objection?
Mr. President.
Senator Vitter.
That request has not been cleared on this side, so on behalf of my colleagues, I will object, and if the senator would like to talk to all of his colleagues about it, that would be fine. But in the meantime, I would object.
So there you have two senators, one from the Republican, the other from the Democratic Party, Harkin and Vitter, and they're talking at opposite ends of this discussion whether they'll have the vote tomorrow. It looks like it's going to happen, though, whether or not guys got to get home for Christmas. And we have with us Justin McElroy. Justin is the junior class president at Los Angeles Canyon High School in North L.A. County. He's a junior president, therefore he's on the student council, student prefecture. You guys don't vote, Justin, but you're very happy that this vote's coming up on health care, very supportive of it, and you see this as a victory for President Obama and younger voters, right?
Well, that's basically untrue. I mean, we're not, as you said, we're not voting yet, but we supported President Obama and we support the health care bill, and we're happy that it finally did pass, and it is a victory for the, probably you can say it's a victory for a new generation of Americans who have finally been able to sort of push a lot of these older voters out of the way.
Yeah, now this bill as it appears to be passing, this bill scares a lot of people because it represents a lot of government spending. It represents an enormous piece of bureaucracy. It represents the American government sort of, if you will, partnering in on a private industry. And that is the fear that a lot of people are opposed to this. So wouldn't you say that that's really where this discussion should be and not necessarily how it's an old versus young thing?
Well, not really, because this is about younger voters understanding that the way that it was done by older voters and the older generation who did not take care of this problem until it's spiraled out of control is what it's about. And that's why we've called for a rally tomorrow morning on the steps of the Capitol to protect some very brave senators from a lot of very reactionary forces, because we do see this as a revolution. And
well, again, you're not a voter, but you are very invested in this politically, even though you're not going to be voting for another year or so, right?
Well, it really doesn't matter because we represent what's going to be the brain trust that keeps this, you know, engine, this locomotive, if you want to use a comparison, to a train. I mean, this is the train of history, and we're going to be the brain trust, and we're going to be the ones that are going to push this along. The Obama revolution that we saw happen last fall is continuing, and we're not going to let these bourgeois, sort of capitalist click people, derail this.
And do you see, when you say reactionary, what do you mean?
Well, I mean the people that are against Obama's health care reform are very much reactionary against the revolution that, as we see it, of young voters who are tired of, the suburban people who are generally not poor people. They're generally like my mother and father, who I love, but they're not people that I would want to have anything to do with if they weren't my parents,
That's an interesting. I'm not talking about that's an interesting observation, but I'm not talking about anything personal here. I'm saying that the you said the people that are opposed to this are an older generation, a reactionary generation, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. They're people that want to hold on to the old way. They want to hold on to the old way. They don't want to do they don't want to do it new.
Can I ask you something? If the old way in their mind is better than spending all of this money on a healthcare plan that they feel is not going to be any more effective than Medicare, which right now is on the verge of, as you know, bankruptcy, does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't make sense. I don't even think it makes any sense to them. This is a revolution, and we don't have time to sit down and explain to them, how things are going to be in the next 100 years. They're going to have to just either get on board the train of historical inevitability, or they are going to be left on the siding. And when we talk about a revolution, we talk about something that's ongoing. Healthcare reform is just one part of an ongoing revolution in American politics that's been spearheaded by the youth vote and the youth movement. And the reactionary forces of this ruling clique of capitalists is represented in the ranks of these old people who.
Well, now, what about old people that agree with you?
Well, in what sense?
What about old? Like, I'm old. I'm 57, but I agree that we need a healthcare reform.
Well, I mean, for old people that agree with us, it's best that they just step aside and let us lead the movement. I mean, they've done about as much as they should do. I think if you get too many of them involved, and that's not to exclude them, but this is really a revolution of the youth and.
So you're seeing the healthcare vote is very interesting as a young versus old.
As I was saying, this is really a revolution of the young, reactionaries do take drastic steps. They'll do anything to hold on to the old ways that they have of doing things, and that's why we're calling for a mass meeting tomorrow morning on the Capitol steps in Washington, D.C. of the youth of this country to stand with arms interlocked to protect these senators that are going to go in and pass this bill and then make sure that the House of Representatives has the same protection. And the other thing is we're going to be represented there. We're going to be, you know, representing the youth vote. So the message is clear to these sort of pruned up, I mean, I don't want to say pruned up, but...
But, you were kind of avoiding these pruned up old people, but some of them do support you.
Well, the ones that support us, we just tell them, you know, to stay home and just, you know, sit and just let us handle it, because I'm worried, really, that the more we get older people involved in moving this revolutionary forward, the more they're going to, slow it down. So, you know, we appreciate that support, but we want to make sure that the message is clear, that health care reform is here, and that there's no way you can turn it back, and that there's going to, you know, obviously there's going to be a lot of, like I said, a lot of reactionaries out there that are going to try to roll it back, but it isn't going to happen. I mean, you've had your chance. We're going to fight to the death if the old people try to resist.
Fight to the death, huh?
Well, I mean, you're laughing about it.
Well, do you think this is a life and death thing?
I think it is for people in the tea movement. I think it is for people in the tea movement, yeah. And we see them as reactionary, counter-revolutionary. I mean, I'm calling on all kids in my generation to show up tomorrow on the Capitol to protect our senators who will vote for health care. And don't tell, the other thing is not to tell our parents that you're going tomorrow, because they'll try to, you know, probably try to stop you.
If you're talking to high school students who are minors, man, they're going to, you know, you're telling kids to just leave their families and go to Washington, D.C.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but I don't look at it that way. I'm talking to future voters of this country, and I'm telling them to come to Washington and not to tell their parents, because they will try to stop them from going.
And what if the parents are in support of the kids going?
Well, that's not going to happen. You know, even ones that are in favor of health care reform, the older they are, the more they're, yeah, I favor health care reform, but I'm not going to make that big of a deal about it. I'm not going to go out and protest on it or anything like that. So tomorrow we are expecting members of the, you know, look, the Tea Party, which is pretty racist, and those Aryan groups, which are dangerous, we've got to be there to protect, you know, the senators and everything.
Well, the Tea Party people insist that they are not, and you know, you've seen those signs.
Yeah, I've seen those monkey signs of Obama.
But you know that those are the members of the Tea Party have distanced themselves. You talk about Aryan groups. Are you're not saying that Aryan, these white supremacist groups are there?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because if they are, you're going to need a lot more than just a bunch of high school kids. You understand what I'm saying?
No, Mr. Henry. No, I don't understand what you're saying. And no, we don't need more than... We have enough kids right now that if they want to bring, you know, they can bring it, you know, if they want to. But we're going to make sure that the healthcare revolution and everything else keeps rolling forward, and the counter revolutionary and the petite, you know, bourgeois won't stop it. Is what I'm saying.
All right, hold on. 877-876 Phil, Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon. High school, asking for kids, young kids, high school students, to show up tomorrow at the Capitol in Washington to protect the senators who are going to be voting on the health care bill. And he calls this a revolution, and the people that are opposed to it, counter-revolutionaries is the term he's using. 877-876-PHIL, your cause with Justin McElroy, next on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. It's the Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Justin McElroy. Justin is with L.A. Canyon High School, and We're going to get back to our conversation with him. The Democrats have put health care on the brink of passage, according to AP. We played for you at least one clip there of Senator Harkin and Senator Vitter. Senator Vitter is a Republican. Harkin is a Democrat. Vitter wanted to put off the vote because it's Christmas. The Republicans did, and Harkin said no. Senator Judd Gregg is a senator from New Hampshire who is a guy that Obama actually offered a job to. He's a really despicable guy because he at first accepted the job and then used the opportunity as a public forum to turn it down and criticize Obama. And I guess he thought he was going to get himself some props. But here he is telling the Senate that the Congressional Budget Office is double-counting numbers to make the bill deficit neutral.
CBO speaking, not me. To describe the full amount of the Medicare trust fund, again, they use HI trust fund, savings as both providing the government's ability to pay for future Medicare benefits and financing new spending outside of Medicare would essentially double count, I repeat, double count a large share of those savings and thus overstate the improvement in the government's fiscal position. The simple fact is that what's happening here is a scam. Pure and simple scam on the American people, and especially on the seniors in this country.
Okay, Justin, you just heard there Judd Gregg. I'm not a fan of his, although I don't want to belabor this point, but he is an older guy. Is that the kind of guy you're talking about?
Well, yeah, and also you made a really good point. I mean, he is, I think you used the word very well. He's one of the premier counter-revolutionaries that we're targeting. I mean, you said it. He accepted a job from Obama in the cabinet, and then he turned it down so he could be a big shot. And those are the kinds of old guys that are so. And you heard his voice crack. He's all, I mean, he's so old. His voice is cracking and everything. And he's just talking the talk of the old. You know, he's saying, yeah, it's too much money, and yeah, it's too much money. So when we go to the Senate to the Capitol tomorrow. We're going to make it very clear to him that we're the youth of America and that he is a reactionary, and his bourgeois, spiel, it's not playing. And the Obama healthcare revolution is going to move forward, and guys like that, and that guy particularly, that guy Judd Gregg, boy, I hope that guy, gets voted out or something, because he's the very kind of pruned up and, diaper wearing kind of old man that is going to ruin the country, because I don't even think the guy can count. He's talking about the CBO not being, the counter-revolution.
All right, hold on for a minute. Let me get to a phone call here. You're using a lot of terms, by the way, counter-revolutionary, petite bourgeois. These are all Marxist terms, you know?
I don't care. I mean, I'm not a Marxist, but I like using them because they scare, the old people that don't want to have no health care reform.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, and this is the Phil Henry Show. We'll go to Rebecca in Boston. Rebecca, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Justin McElroy. Go ahead.
I was just wondering why you're going after people that don't vote and don't pay for the health care reform.
Because we're going to be out of school soon. We'll be voting within a year or two, and by the time we vote, it's going to be in our hands, and we got to get ready to power it up and push it.
Push it
further down the road, to make sure that it gets passed.
You're talking about one age group. What about all the rest of the country from 19 and above?
Only youth people can really make this thing happen, because you could hear the old people. They don't want to have it happen.
Stop burning the old people. They're the working America.
Well, not really.
They're not the old people. They're the working America.
The old people are not working. That's just what I mean. They're not working.
Really?
They're not
really?
Working.
Really? Because they can't retire because they can't get Medicare.
Well, what do you mean the old people? What do you mean the old people are not working?
They're not.
Exactly.
If you look at who the ones that are lazy are the old people, and they're the ones
that... The ones that are lazy are the 18 and beyond, below.
No,
I got a 17-year-old, buddy.
Well, that's your problem.
But I can't get a job.
You're not a good mother,
I'm not a good mother.
I work.
No, you're not a good American if you think that Obama is doing the right thing.
Working.
You're not a good American.
You're a counter-revolutionary.
And he's spending more money.
we're going to stand and fight off anybody that tries to keep
this vote from going. You guys all stand, all you non-voters and non-workers.
Well, what are you doing? Are you putting more ice in your drink or something? What is that?
Non-voters and non-workers. No, I lost my voice because I'm in, I lost my voice because I'm in sales and I work. I'm in the top 10%, and I'm getting screwed because of people like you.
You're not going to sell anything if you're yelling at people.
I don't yell at people. I go to work and work every day. I don't stand.
All right, all right.
I don't stand and fight for something.
All right, hold on, hold on. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Justin McElroy back with the health care reform bill.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School. He's the on the student prefecture council there. We're talking about health care reform, the eve of the vote in the Senate. And, of course, the vote will move on to the House of Representatives. And I have said to you, Justin, that I am a supporter of the president's health care reform. You're excluding me, though, from this revolution, as you call it, of young voters or soon-to-be voters. You're going to Washington. You don't want any old people. And so that seems to me, and that last caller tried to make that point.
Well, Mr. Henry, you know, with all due respect, that last lady could do with some health care. You could hear her voice, and she sounded all like, I don't know, like, you know, in the Exorcist, you know, that lady in The Exorcist. I mean, she's all,
Well, she said she was a saleswoman.
Well, yeah, and there she is with her throat, like she's got diphtheria, and she doesn't want health care. The only way to get this done is for the youth to push it through. We got to muscle it through because a lot of these old, like the Tea Party people, you know, we're not going to let a bunch of people that got to use Vagisil tell us what our future is going to
be. Can we watch that Vagisil stuff?
Well, I mean, that you know it's true. You know, I mean, we're young and vital, and these old people are having to use lube or something.
We don't have to refer to that, is what I'm saying. You can keep it on a level here.
All right, I understand, but I'm just saying that I don't know if you know the type of old person who's against health care reform, like John McCain, you know, who, I mean, I respect him and everything, but he can't even hold his arms over his head. And you'd think that he wants...
That man is a man who was tortured in Vietnam. Let's not use him as an example of somebody who needs health care, okay? He's probably doing better than most people.
Well, okay, so you don't want me to say that the old people use Vagisil. I can't bring up John McCain.
Because you're making it a generational fight, Justin. I'm not trying to keep you from doing that. I don't want to start mocking people.
Well, I mean, if you're old and the brain and the chemicals in your brain are so dried up that there's nothing really there to transfer thoughts from one neuron to the next, and you're opposed to health care, and you have a whole generation of young people who are in the midst of a revolution, and you're being a counter-revolutionary only because you don't have enough lubrication, I'm not talking about that, but like in the brain, that's wrong. That's why we're going to be in Washington, and we're going to be there to send our voice and say we support the senators what are going to vote for.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, discussing health care reform with Justin McElroy and the youth of America that he's calling on to be in Washington tomorrow to support and protect the senators from counter-revolutionaries who are opposed to this. Here is Russell in Charleston, North Carolina, I believe. Russell, you're on the phone. Is that South Carolina, Charleston?
Yeah,
Charleston, South Carolina. Yeah. Somebody put North Carolina on the screen. Go ahead, Russell. You're on the air.
Well, I had a question for Justin because I guess I would be one of the old dried up prunes at 48 years old. Although I think age is a state of mind rather than age. But my question to Justin
not if you're senile, you know.
Well that's true. But I would like to pose my question to you, Justin. My question is this. Since you're for the health care program that's been proposed, and it seems like you think that the elderly or older prunes, as you call them, are holding up this country and people like yourself, the young revolutionary.
Are you going to get to the? You going to get to the end of the question?
Or? Let the gentleman ask the question.
I know, but it's...
Yeah. Well, maybe if you had enough patience to listen to it. Again, I'm an old prune, so you know you're going to have to give me leeway. My question is
that's just it. We don't have the time to give no leeway no more. We have to.
I know.
By the way, for the leader of a movement, your grammar is a little broken up.
What did you say?
I said for the leader of a political movement, we don't have to give no leeway is a little inarticulate.
I mean, I'm trying to make my point to people who need to understand it, that's all.
Russell, go ahead, please, with your question.
Like me. I mean, basically, uninformed, ignorant old people like myself. So I'm trying to understand since
right.
this revolution...
Don't get into a victim thing. I mean, you're like playing the victim.
Would you let this man ask his question?
Playing the victim like, you know, I'm old.
Well, and as that, I guess if that's the way you think of basically most people my age or even probably younger, what would you think that would be a good age with health care as far as the right to die and how to treat older people as they become more useless to you?
What? You took a minute to ask. I don't even know what that means, man. We're talking about the health care plan.
In your health care plan, did you know that there's provisions in health care plan for death counseling?
Yeah. You see, that's the kind of misinformation.
This is the question is the health care plan. You're talking about the health care plan.
No, I know. I read. Did you read it? Did you read it? Because I actually read it, okay?
You read all 1,000 pages of it?
I read the part that you're talking about because that's been in discussion now for about 6 months, man, and it's been cleared up for about 6 months.
And you're avoiding my question, which
the reason why you're asking me the question is
because
you don't know the answer to it, and I do. So I'll give you the answer.
Please do.
It doesn't exist in the health care plan. And the reason why you think it does is because you lack lubrication.
Come on, man. I'm asking you your opinion of what you think.
I don't need to have an opinion on something that doesn't exist.
No, I'm asking your opinion. What is your opinion of these old prunes who you've quoted many times?
You asked me about the health care plan and so-called death counseling. I said I don't have to answer that because that doesn't exist.
No, I asked your opinion on what you think should be done to old people when they get old.
See how senile you are?
Don't keep calling the guy names, okay?
No, man, this guy asked the question,
and he
immediately got senile and forgot the question he asked.
He's not senile, and to say that people are senile and they need lubrication in their brain, let's just address the questions here that are being asked.
I answered the dude's question, and he forgot what his question was. I answered the question that he asked, and then he changed the question. He asked me about the death council. Did you ask me about death counseling, the health care plan? Well, you're not going to remember because your brain hasn't been lubed. But yeah,
Will you stop it with the lube thing, okay?
Okay, what do you think should be
done? Which question are you asking me? Which question are you asking me now? The one that you did ask me or the new question that you're inventing now?
If you could get past the pot smoke in your communist rhetoric.
No, dude, you're the dude that's smoking pot. You can't remember the question what you asked. Smoke pot? That's only because I want to keep my brain... Okay, I'm not supposed to say it, so I won't.
Oh, you want to keep your brain lubricated?
Yeah.
Right, so you're lubricating your brain with pot. Boy, that shocks me. It really does.
I understand the health care bill better than you, and maybe you ought to start doing it.
But you can't answer a simple question because your brain's filled with pot.
I did answer your question, man. I did.
Okay, I got a second question for you.
Oh, it's a second question. Okay.
Yeah, hey, what would you
make
do?
Make a note of this, Mr. Henry. It's a second question because he may forget what this one is, too. Are you at the store buying Vagisil?
I don't want any more comments about Vagisil, brain lube, or anything else.
How come you're yelling at me when he's the one that...
Okay, my question is this. The old folks that you are so endeared upon... What do you think should be done with them when they get old? Your opinion.
How's it feel to get owned in a debate by a 17-year-old? I mean, I just want to know.
You know what? That's not answering the man's question.
The dude got owned. He got owned.
I got owned because your head is filled with...
No, you got owned because you couldn't remember your the question what you asked.
No, you can't.
All right, look, why don't we all right, well, let's move on. I appreciate your question and your call very much, Russell. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, Mr. Henry, being polite to someone whose neurotransmitters are like dust while you insult me, and I'm, hey, old man, fail. I mean, fail yet again. And
I'm not being overly, I'm being polite to you. I just don't want you mentioning lube, okay?
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying lube, brain lube.
Brain lube, which you call marijuana. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Charlie in New York City. Charlie, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Justin McElroy as we discuss tomorrow's impending vote on health care. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Phil? And I'm not in New York City. I'm in the Adirondacks, just up here in Saratoga.
Yes, sir.
I'm just interested to know. You said he's the president of a high school something here. You want to clarify that for me? I didn't catch everything.
Justin, you're this junior high.
I'm the president of junior high at L.A. Canyon High School. I'm on the student prefecture council for the school.
And I'm going to assume that there are advisors, adult advisors to this
yeah.
program.
Yeah, Mr. Noonan. We have Mr. Noonan. Mr. Flats is also the advisor to our student newspaper that I work on. And Mr. Noonan is our council advisor. We've actually got two of them, but he is this semester.
And you say they're going to, I'm assuming you guys are getting some sort of financial support somewhere to get you to Washington. And I'm just curious.
That's none of your concern, you know. I mean,
it is because it's none of your business. There were moments where you were very articulate, and then your juvenile ways started to show. You insult the older generation of this country with your rhetoric. You can't even make a point without being childish. First of all,
counter-revolutionary, blah blah blah.
I'm not from
okay, whatever,
from
Grandpa.
Listen, I'm not a grandpa there, young man. Let me tell you something.
Grandpa.
You want to learn?
Okay,
about
Justin, if people are irritating you, you want to insult them. Hold the insults. Address their questions. Listen to what they're saying.
I've been waiting for like a half hour for one of these people who, you know, okay.
I won't say Vagisil.
I didn't say Vagisil.
What are your ambitions? I mean, what are you going to do to contribute to society?
What's that got to do with what I'm talking about?
You keep saying that the older generation is lazy and we don't contribute and we're standing in the way. What exactly are you going to do in the next couple of years to contribute to society? What kind of job are you going to have where you're going to pay taxes? What do you plan on doing with your life, your future?
That's a good question. If you're going to indict an entire generation of people who are older than you, what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to have to get out a bop and a squeegee and clean up what these old people did. I mean, they've been hanging on to their, you know, they've been hanging on to these old ways for so long that we're going to have to mop up, wring out, mop up again, and probably have to put in a new floor.
Well, what
does that mean, man? What is, you got to mop up and put in a new floor? What does that mean?
It means that we got to, first of all, the house is rotten. So we got to rip out the studs, put in new siding.
What? You're saying, in other words, the structure...
Phil, I hate to interrupt, but I have to say this, because this kid has a lot to learn. Nothing he does is going to change anything, because, listen, I was the guy that put together the protest this year when the truck drivers came to Washington, D.C. to protest the high price of fuel. I did it all over the United States, Albany, New York, Indiana. The politicians don't care, and if you really think they're going to listen to a 17-year-old...
You didn't do anything, man. You need to have young people to do it.
You can't make real changes to... You're wasting your time, young man.
We can because we're young and we're not breathing exhaust, you know. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to insult you.
What does that mean, breathing exhaust?
You get a bunch of truckers in Washington, D.C. who want to protest something. They've been sucking exhaust, diesel exhaust. You know, they're not going to even remember.
With your socialist Marxist ideas,
yeah.
You think you'd support a guy that works 80 hours a week for minimum wage to support his family and pays taxes and support
the
program
I
that
do.
You want to see pushed through? Listen, I got
I
you.
Do.
I want what's best
I
for
do.
Them.
But
I want,
you
I want,
gotta step
want,
aside
want
and let the real people do it. You gotta step
you,
aside and let the real people do it.
How far do you think your attitude is going to get you?
We're going to take it. What's that?
We're going to take it. You can't. kids cannot take back America without the support of the older generation. You are out of your mind, young fellow.
That's the whole reason why we're going to win. The whole reason why we're going to win is we're telling the old people, just back it up, sit down, have yourself a Metamucil or whatever you need to do. You know, it's hard. You know, we're gonna take the ball and push it over the goal line on this thing because you guys are coming in with a, you know, with a ripped ligament in your knee. And another thing, when we go out there tomorrow and we say, yeah, push it through, if we see any of these Tea Party people, man.
What?
You know, I'm not going to do nothing. I'll just try to, you know, tell them that they better remember to take their, you know, take their heart medicine or whatever and go get lube. And
all right, here we go with the lube.
I'll tell you this much, Phil. He doesn't need to worry about white Aryans. He needs to worry about middle-aged white American men that are going to show up in D.C. tomorrow and spank him.
That doesn't get me on my knees. I don't care about that. What I care about is, because if those dudes show up, we're just going to laugh at them and say, you better go sit down, man, before your diaper comes loose. We need to get...
All right, I understand. Charlie, I got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL, Justin McElroy, on health care reform and how this is about the young generation pushing this through and the older generation just sit down and quit messing things up. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, let me say lube.
Phil Hendry.
So tomorrow morning, the vote in the Senate on health care reform, and of course it'll move on to the House. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School, who's in Washington, D.C., with his fellow students to act as a vanguard for the courageous senators that are, you say the courageous senators are going to be voting for this, Justin. You've turned this into a generational thing. You had a man, a truck driver, who was in support, but didn't like being insulted.
Anybody, but you could hear that one guy who couldn't remember his own question. He said he was like 49 or something, and he couldn't even remember. And what we've done is we have decided to put together a, if you have it there, Mr. Henry.
I got this song, yeah.
Yeah, this is the theme song of the counter-revolutionary reactionary prune movement, otherwise known as the Tea Parties, and this is how they're feeling these days about their tea movement. And when you hear this, you'll know why we can't have them anywhere near us. And also the people that are, you know, support us. If they're old, you can't. You're going to hurt more than help. Here's the prune. Turn it down, man. Yeah, this is the prune movement music.
All right, I understand.
Here it is.
What a wonderful day.
See, I mean, that's what the Tea Party has to offer America.
Okay, that's a funny song, man, but what's the point?
What's the point? I mean, listen. That's how they get off, man, when they get together in their three-cornered hats.
All right, let's take a phone call here. 877-8. Can you turn it down, bud?
No. You can hear it, right, Mr. Henry?
I can hear it. I don't want to hear it anymore. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call and on the line. Would you turn that off, please?
But we're making a point with the song.
Turn the song off, bud, please. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Maud. Maud, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, ma'am.
Phil.
Yes, ma'am?
Did you call this guy and invite him on your show? Did you call him?
Actually, the guest was booked some time ago.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't think this 17-year-old snarky little dude has the brain power to make a telephone call to a station. This kid hasn't got power to have a
All you can do is insult, but you don't have no points to make. You don't have no points to make.
The point I have to make, young man...
Here's a song you might like.
You don't have the ability to have a conversation. Phil, Phil.
No, ma'am, listen
Phil.
To this song. You'll love it. You'll love it,
Phil.
Ma'am.
Phil. Phil, I'm sure
will
this
you turn that? Oh, turn the music off, please. Turn the music off.
Ma'am, can
Phil.
You hear that? Ain't this
Phil.
The tea music? Ain't this the tea music?
Phil.
Yes, ma'am. I'm right. Yes, ma'am. I'm right here.
Either you control your guests.
Turn it down, will you, bud?
Phil,
no,
why are you continuing to let?
What can we just turn the music off so I can hear the lady?
Right, but I want to make sure she can hear it.
Turn it off.
And the point that I was making was that one guy he even forgot the question he was asking me.
No,
and
he
was like 49.
Dude, you forgot the question.
No, he asked
dude,
about the death count.
You're an idiot.
The bill, and I said,
you're an idiot,
no
and apparently you
bill.
Were raised by wolves.
And all you know,
haven't got the decency
and,
to listen to people when they are talking
stones,
to you. And I guess you're on the radio show, so you feel like you're just going to stomp all over people and say all kinds of disgusting things to older people.
Will you
if
turn
this
that
is the
off?
Best that our generation, the young generation, has to offer, I'm really
what?
Sick.
What'd you say?
If this is the best that you can get of the young generation, Phil.
Turn that music
Phil.
Off.
This song, you'd like, it's out on CD right now.
Phil.
When those days
Phil.
Unfold.
Phil Hendry.